Are you calling WRMR 573? Oops. Yes, I am, Henry. How's it going, bud? Doing good. Yeah, just got one of the pups out. Got him out potty, got him fed, and getting the other hand mules fed. Yep. I messed up on the 517. I had somebody else in mind. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I think 517, if I'm correct, would be Rascal, I think.
Yeah, I was talking to him earlier. Yeah, we were going through some radio stuff. Yep, I messed up. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem, no problem.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, not a whole lot, not a whole lot. Sitting here watching TV. Come on, Bill.
Yeah, we don't do too much of that around here. Yeah, every once in a while. I mean, if I watch it, it's YouTube probably about once every, I don't know, 6-7 months. Yeah, we don't do a lot of TV around here. We don't even have a TV hooked up in the house. We have, we got 250-inch in the house and a 55 in the house. And they're sitting on the floor, and we don't even use them. We're actually thinking about turning around and getting rid of them.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, today earlier, you know, it's been raining. I don't know. Is it raining over there like crazy today?
Yep, it's been raining literally all day. Not a lot of precipitation. I say we might have got about maybe a half inch, but it's been literally drizzling all day. Nothing substantial.
Yeah, today I was on my way to see a friend of mine, and I don't know where my mind was, but I was getting ready to run a red light, and I locked him up and T-boned a car today. Golly, first accident I've been in like 20-something years.
Oh, dang. That's not good. Guaranteed, that's not good. Yeah, let's see, I'm 67, going on 68, and last one I was in, I think I was about 27 years old, and 27, 28 years old, somewhere right in the vicinity. Yeah, that's, man, I hate to hear that. That's not good.
Yeah, same with me. I think it was like 1982. You know, I was like, I was a young man, you know, and I'm like, damn. But not too damaged on hers, because I stopped in time. What happened is I stopped in time, but the oils on the road made my car slip, and it just as she went by, she caught the front end of my car with her rear quarter panel. Oh, man, it sucked.
Yeah, I hear that. Hey, thank the good Lord, nobody was hurt. That's the big thing. That's the important thing. That's the main thing.
Oh, yeah, I was worried about her, too. You know, she was a little bit older than I was. She had her two dogs in the back seat. And I'm just glad she had her two dogs and not children, you know. But anyway, so we exchanged everything. The cops were called. In fact, the officer that assisted our accident, he's on GMRS. He's like, hold on a minute. He says, are you Chinaman? 573? I go, yeah. And he told me his call sign, but I couldn't remember. I was so shook up.
That's always a good thing, Henry. Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. Yeah, it's pretty cool. But hey, glad everybody came out of it. Nobody was hurt. That's the big thing, including the pups. Got to look out for them too. So, hey, no, glad all of you were good. Glad it was nothing serious. That's the important thing.
Yeah, copy that, copy that. Yeah, me too. You know, and good thing I had insurance. Good thing I wasn't drinking. You know, I didn't have a beer or nothing that day, you know. That's all I needed was to have a beer and then run down there, you know, and that would have been it. I'd have been in jail right now. My car would have been towed.
Yeah, I hear that. Yep, all it takes is about a beer and a half. I've got, here in Klamath, I got a bunch of buddies of mine that are cop friends. And I've got three of them on Klamath County Sheriff's Department. I've got one, two, three, four of them on Klamath County City. And yeah, if I was getting in trouble like that, they'd frown on me big time.
Yeah, it's always good to have them on your side. I got a retired chief of police, and, you know, he's in the Elks Club with me, and then a retired Los Angeles Police Department guy, and he's in the American Legion with me, so not that they would help, but, I mean, it, you know, it's always good to know them, you know, for like, what do I do? You know, am I a sunk ship or what?
I hear that. Yep, I definitely hear that. Yeah, you know, like I said, Klamath County, I've got three friends on Klamath County, and they don't pull no punches. I mean, they pull me over. If I'm speeding, I'm speeding. And I just make sure I'm not doing anything out of the ordinary. And I've got four of them. And actually, believe it or not, one on OSP. And I was their bosses with, back when it was Marquint Construction, which is the owners of what used to be the owners of Geldwin. And it was back when I was a senior estimator and a project manager and a division manager for him, and I was actually the bosses for quite a while, and hey, I've been pulled over for him, I've been warned by him, they do what they do, that's all there is to it, and that's a good thing about it, that's what you got to do. Sorry about timeout.
Yep. That's
if you're
thing,
doing
you know,
something
I'm,
wrong,
I made sure she was okay.
You're at least going to get a warning.
You know,
or
call the ambulance or whatever. No,
worst case, you're really going to mess up.
Information, and the officer came, and he was very nice, you know, concerning and everything on both parties. So, you know, so I like that because you can get some guy that had a bad day, you know, an officer had a bad day, and oh, you ran a red light. It's your fault. And next thing you know, you're the bad guy, which, you know, I was at fault. I admitted it, you know.
Yep, I understand 100%. Believe me. Yep. I know. And I'm the same way. Even though, you know, I used to be the boss and they're friends of mine and actually, our newly elected is a real good friend of mine, Shane Mitchell. So, hey, he's our new sheriff for Klamath County, and I was his boss for like 11 years, 10 and a half, 11 years with Mark Wentz. So, yeah, hey, I respect them 100%. They do their job, and hopefully we allow them to do their job.
Oh, yeah, me too. You know, I backed the blue for sure.
disabled vet. I back the blue line 100% also.
Copy that. Copy that. WRMR 573. Yeah, I appreciate everything they do, you know. Them, for all the first responders, you know, our military, everybody, you know. My hat's off to them all.
I hear that 100%. Yep. Along with our firefighters and, yep, all the boys, that's the way it's got to be. Yeah, I mean, if we're going to make it, we're going to back each other up. That's all there is to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's going to get better now, you know. A lot of people didn't like the turnout, but I think, me, I'm so glad, and I believe it's going to get better, really. I mean, I have a lot of friends that, you know, that have a lot of investments, and I mean, just two days ago, the Dow went up, like, big time, shot up, and a couple other investments shot up, so that's good, you know.
I hear that. I know exactly what you mean. I do the same thing, and I don't know. I believe in higher powers, and I go where I'm guided. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, copy, copy. Yeah, I know you're a farmer. Do you own farming equipment? And my son, stepson, he's a farmer out in Idaho, and he don't have nothing. All he'll buy is John Deere, but I don't know about now, you know, because now John Deere's not letting him get parts. If he has to fix his tractors, he's got to send it to a John Deere licensed mechanic, you know. And then now he wants to send everything to Mexico, and, you know, that ain't going to work out.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We've got a few John Deere here. Ours is probably smaller than what he's dealing with, but we're on an acre and a half, and we do use John Deere. And I don't know, so far here in Klamath, we've been treated pretty good as far as service and parts, ordering parts. Actually, we've been going through, Caterpillar here has been pretty much supplying a lot of our parts here.
Oh, yeah, yep. Yep, so, I hope everything goes good for the farmers and everything, you know. You guys really need it. You know, you guys do a lot.
Now, I'm on a lot smaller level, but I have a lot of people in the community. We've got churches that turn around to do the dinners to the homeless, you know, on Saturdays and Sundays. They buy a ton of produce from me. I donate a ton of produce to them. And, I mean, we do what we can, I mean, here. And we help out quite a few people from homeless to all kinds of subsidies here in Klamath. So we do what we do. I mean, help them out as much as we can. That's the name of the game.
Oh, yeah, yep. Yeah, he's got like seven different big things that he farms, and him, his wife, and his kid, they, and even if I go down there, he'll put me on one, whether it's plowing, I don't do no seeding or nothing like that, you know. He'll have me bale, you know, once after they're raked, I'll drive the tractor with the baling machine and follow that, you know. That's kind of cool.
I hear that. used to do that on here in Klamath on that Kingly Lane Ranch that we had. We bought out the Epperly Ranch. We used to do that. We had on the 59 acres we had, 24 acres alfalfa, and the rest of it was pretty much just grazing. And yeah, we did that. We did that for quite a few years, and then now it's just an acre and a third. And basically, what I do is I grow and I sell to the public, and it's all natural, no sprays, no pesticides, none of the garbage that everybody's buying nowadays. But yeah, I keep it as natural as possible. And we have approximately, 25 trees, from apples to cherries to peaches to pears to you name it, apricot, on the property. And
nice.
Sorry about timeout, but yeah, we do pretty good usually, but this year was pretty bad for garden and for trees.
The heat on the fires, huh?
No, I haven't got into that. I've had people talking me into it, especially people that buys from me every year. And I haven't got into the heat pots like that. And probably one of the reasons, I guess, is because the wife is really allergic to diesel and gas smell. So I kind of have a tendency of staying away from any heat pots like that to heat it up during our frost, during spring like that. So, no, I haven't done it yet, but I just leave it in the hands of God. If we're supposed to have it, we're going to have it. If we don't, we don't.
Got to copy that. Do you do, like, grow any, like, jalapenos and habaneros, any hot peppers like that?
I grow everything from literally A to Z.
Wow, next time you get your crop going and you get some jalapenos and them other hot peppers, let me know. I'll drive over and buy some from you.
I have a company that's called Cold Mountain Creations. And Cold Mountain Creations, our main product is our salsas. We have a peach, raspberry, wildberry salsa that is done in heats all the way from mild all the way to Carolina Reaper. We also have another salsa that we tend to sell abundantly, which is our J&J salsa, which is me and a buddy of mine, John and Jesse. So we named it J&J salsa that sells like crazy. And we also do it, and it's a specialty salsa. It's really good. We came up with a neat trick with it, and it does good. And we turn around to sell that, and we have a lot of, well, not a lot, three Airbnbs that turn around to buy it, and
nice. I might be
sorry,
interested.
Timed out again. We have three Airbnbs that
you
want to buy like three, four cases at a time from us. So, yeah. Know the ropes.
Huh. Yeah, I'll have to look it up. You're on the website. I'll have to look it up, and you can order it online.
No, we have Gmail. We have Facebook, and we have coldmountaincreations@gmail.com and Cold Mountain Creations on Facebook.
All right, I'll look it up, Cold Mountain Creations on Facebook. Yeah. And then you'll see me on there, and I'll say, Hey, John, or
Cold
something like
Mountain
that.
Creations.
And, friend me on Facebook.
On Facebook.
You know?
Look it up. You'll find it.
Copy.